Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 208, episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Monday, October 25th, 2021, which, of course, means that it is World Opera Day, World Pasta Day, but most importantly, it is Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day. I feel like Chucky's people got involved in the naming of that day, because it's a little... They got very specific and wordy, and like, Chucky, we just want you to be happy.
Is there like a Chucky the doll that's like more innocent, like an innocuous Chucky doll? Like, no, Chucky's the notorious killer doll. Don't get it fucked up. What was the deal? It had a serial killer in it or something?
Well, Miles, we're actually going to get to a story about haunted dolls that contain the souls of dead humans a little later on. Amazingly, our amazing writer, J.M. McNabb, must have had a sense that it was Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll Day, because he submitted a story that all too appropriate for this day of on which we honor Chucky. But my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Somebody once wrote me a great AKA only to have me fuck it up in recording. I was feeling pretty dumb while twiddling my thumbs as I missed the cues and intonation. That was mean, Pod Moran, but a very good AKA nonetheless. Hopefully I didn't fuck it up too bad for you. And I am thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Yes, coming to you from somewhere in Los Angeles in the past, not knowing the outcome of the National League Championship Series. But at the time of this recording, I'm going to hold out on faith and just introduce myself as Hideo Nojo. Oh, man. And I'm very nervous about the NLCS and the Dodgers. But hey, you know.
That was a fun one.
See, Daddy came through with the home runs, baby. It was a great, great game four.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very enjoyable game four. We are recording this on Monday on the, you know, we just like to keep those games on DVR and, learn after the fact. I don't know. I can't keep up with this lie. But anyways, what a great game four that we witnessed. And Miles, we are thrilled to be joined. That was game five, by the way. We are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by a hilarious actor, writer, improviser, and podcaster who hosts the hilarious podcast Drag Her on Headgum. And we love trash on Patreon. You've seen him retelling the story of the famous poodle Masterpiece on Drunk History and on the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. There is actually a thread on the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend subreddit titled "The Bartender's Name is Mono Agapian."
Holy shit. Yeah.
Which seems like a CIA code phrase that you would use. But
the bartender's name is Mono Agapian. That's
Here's
hilarious.
The microfiche.
Also, one of Google's top suggestions when you put his name is Mono Agapian boyfriend. So you
really?
Know he's hot. Ooh, please hey, welcome the hilarious and talented Mono Agapian.
What's
up?
What's up, everybody? That's fun. I didn't know. I knew the internet was horny, but I didn't know they were that horny.
Horny for you, my friend.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You know, what a Look treat. What a fucking goddamn treat. You know, because some days you wake up and you're like, Jesus Christ, this bag of flesh I'm living inside is a curse, a nightmare, and
truly.
Nothing but trouble. And then, you know, you get a nice compliment and you feel good about it all.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing like living inside a haunted doll, as we will soon find out.
God,
yeah.
I love Chucky.
But
that's the thing you can do, though. Would love to live in a haunted doll for a little bit. Just try that
yeah.
out.
Apparently, according to eBay, you can buy one for the low, low price of $750.
Oh,
so
okay. Sick.
Say less.
I do love creepy Victorian dolls, and I love creepy photos of, like, you know, like they used to like take pictures of like dead Victorian, like they would die and they like then they'd take a picture of their kid because they're dead. Yeah. Have you seen that shit?
Yeah. Just like
scary.
Their eyes are dead.
Yeah,
of course. But like, yeah, and they just prop them up because they didn't get a chance. You know, most people had about one photograph in them for their entire lifetime. And so that was the last chance for them to remember what their dearly departed seventh child to pass away looked like.
Because you didn't take care of kids back then. They just survived or didn't.
Yeah. The hell of a time.
Yeah.
Gotta make some farmhands.
Yeah. They loved wells, and they loved falling right inside of them, and what can you do?
that was the number one killer.
Wells,
children.
Yeah.
Wells, yeah. These damn wells. Mono, you are a bit of a horror fan, correct? And
I am.
How are you celebrating this this spooky season, the spookiest season of all?
Staying so spooky. Staying so spooky, doing a lot of spooky shit. I went to Not Scary Farm last night, so I have I got a little bit of a hoarseness going on, but I've done all the spooky stuff, harshly grading the spooky stuff. I went to one called Delusion that I really recommend to y'all. That's like a
Delusion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. High recommendation. It's going on through November. It's like an interactive play.
Whoa.
And it's really cool because you do, I don't want to give anything away, but like you go to this fucked up, actually old haunted house in Pomona called the Phillips Mansion. And it's actually like old and horrifying and people died there and shit. And there's like an interactive play that goes on. And so you're doing a spooky haunted house thing, but you get to do a lot of stuff in it. Like you get, I don't want to give anything away, but you get to like actually do stuff inside the house when you're going through this spooky moment.
That's very cool.
Wait, is the interactive play element like, is the acting good enough that you're not taken out of it?
The acting's like, for scary acting,
yeah.
It's Oscar level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you know when you go in those places and these characters are like leaning a little too like much into their performance, and you're like, this actually feels like a comedy now. And
yeah, no.
Now my whole relationship to this experience is much different. We've recontextualized it to a slapstick rather than something tense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I 100% hear what you're saying. The acting is usually very high school stage manager. Yes, I know what you're saying.
Ooh, stage manager.
Yeah. I'll come for a stage manager every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about all the stage managers out there?
is kind of in the same family as Sleep No More. That's the one that I've heard of. That's like a play that you get to walk through and there's people being killed all over the place.
Yeah. It's really cool. Okay. It's really rad. But yeah, the acting's good. It's not so over the top insane, but it's also not this level of pulled back, which sometimes happens. Have you ever had this happen?
Welcome to the Belial Manor. A horror of awfulness awaits you. Lady Bithamore died here not 1 hour ago.
Like that level of like, that level.
Right. Yeah. Just not giving it. Not giving a shit. Delusion. I feel like they might have missed the mark on the name. The name sounds a little bit like a club from 2003. You got into Delusion tonight?
Yeah.
South Beach. Very.
Dude, Brett's promoting tonight. So yeah, we can get in. Yeah, even with sneakers.
Dude, I think Tara Reid's going to be there.
Oh, Tara Reid has definitely made some appearances at clubs named Delusion in her time. All right, Mono, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a few of the things we're talking about. We're going to talk about the dreaded supply chain issues that are coming for all of our asses this holiday season. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Joe Biden, you know, claiming to be with the shits, claiming that he's a real one, and how much we're trusting that. We'll look at some investors who are bailing on this new Trump company.
Already?
They didn't know that's what they were invested in.
Come on.
Unfortunately.
So they got grifted? I love it.
Kind of. I think they made money on it, actually, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Well, I'm actually catching up on Succession right now, and so this is the sort of thing that I feel like I can speak knowledgeably about, even though I totally can't.
Dude, me too.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of season two. Right
me too.
Now. And hey, and Kendall just shit the bed, literally.
Yeah,
the latest thing that I saw. We are going to talk about anti-vax thought leaders on Facebook and just what their numbers are looking like to tempt people who are looking to boost their numbers. We will check in with the first school board meeting since a district administrator told teachers to both sides of the Holocaust. And we will talk about, of course, haunted dolls. All of that, plenty more. But first, Mono, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
This might be really filthy, but I was looking up soaking. Have y'all talked about soaking yet?
No, what's
We've
that?
Talked about little else, to be honest.
Wait, hold on. No, Jack, don't play around. Right, we've never heard of it.
Okay.
Mono, what is it? What is this? What is it, some kind of new technique for cooking?
Oh, kind of.
Sous vide? No, I'm fucking with you. We're all in on
sous vide.
We're all in
You're
on soaking.
You're actually 100% correct, my man. So I was talking to someone who was ex-Mormon, and she was telling me about soaking.
Yeah.
And my understanding, and you can look up, we can look up more in it, soaking, because some people believe that sex is the in and out of the penis in the person. So some people, to stay holy and good with Jesus and all the people upstairs, just put the penis in and let it soak.
Let it ride.
Yeah.
A fucking tea bag. Steeping in the woman's
soaking. Oh yeah, yeah, Mono, we are up on in the jump humping and everything.
You're
we
in
it.
On soaking.
Do you know about the jump humping?
Nope. Someone jumps on the bed so it can move.
So you get a little motion, but it's really not your fault. You're not the one God's who's doing the thrusting.
What's this? Is there a sin of the jump humper? A pornographer or something, like a facilitator of sin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess people don't think that deep because at the end of the day, they're like, we're just trying to literally get it in and leave it in.
Guys, just let go. We're all animals. There's nothing evil about wanting to put your private shit on couches and holes. Just live your fucking life. If you're already soaking, you're doing sex.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is that's what I the whole time that for the last 3 weeks when we couldn't stop talking about it. It's just true. You know, the jig is up.
Yeah.
The jig is up. And it's funny because you watch 90 Day, right, Mono?
Yeah, here and there. It's like I start it and then I get sad and I stop. But yes.
So there was this guy. There's a guy this season who's Mormon, mm-hmm. and he was like, he was basically doing this whole thing where he was just like, I mean, I've been sexually active, but I didn't have like sex mm-hmm. till I was like 23. Mm-hmm. And like when I even like looking at him and he's like, and it's just so great. He's like, I don't know what to do. He's like, going back to abstinence is like having candy and then having to eat vegetables after. And this yeah. dude is still very devout and like lying to his like fiance that he's like a virgin, but he's not, you know, just get so in. Just get in. It.
Awful. Yeah.
It's kind of the opinion that if you're just really bad at sex, then you aren't technically having sex. It seems like is the philosophy there.
Religious right. boys ruined my life, like in college especially. But like, because you know, like I was out and ready to bone pretty early in college. I was like, mm-hmm. let's get weird, and I mm-hmm. kept finding these fucking religious closet cases. And one time in particular, I got slammed drunk. I was like, this is going to happen. It's going to be wonderful. And we get naked and we're in a bed together. And like literally at that moment, the person was like, I can't do this. This is wrong. This is mm-hmm. religiously wrong. And I'm like, okay, awesome. And they're like, you should leave. And I was like, okay, awesome. I'm slammed on top of this night being such a bust. So yeah, man, religion ruins everything fun.
Yeah, yeah. What is something you think is overrated?
Ooh, you're going to hate me for this. French fries.
Hmm.
I like them, but y'all are obsessed. Like, mm-hmm. They're great. Like they're fun, they're good. But I think most times, God, people are going to really kill me. I'll eat, it's like M&M's to me. Like you have a couple and you're like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. I get it. I'm good. I can move on.
That is not my experience with M&M's. French fries are definitely something that fills you up quick. You know, I feel like they're like pancake light in the sense that they expand in your stomach a little bit.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree that like French fries are good when they're really good, but a lot of the time, like they're not like pizza where mm-hmm. even bad pizza is pretty good. Like bad French fries fucking suck. They're just like wet.
I agree.
Wet potato mm-hmm. sacks.
Yeah, or they're like really cold and shitty. They're bricks, and then you're putting bricks in your body. It's like guys,
right,
this isn't
right,
good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think it's also just like one of these things now too, where it's just easy to make. So like whenever mm-hmm. we see it, I feel like my love of fries starts from being a kid when I'm like, oh yes, fries. And I'm like, I'll just eat fries with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I get older though, now too, I'm like, yo, how much salt is in this?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I'm like, how much deep fried shit is this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'll just go with a salad.
Yeah.
You know, like, but yeah, at the end of the day, I definitely, I'm not as like rabid of a fry person as I once was, but you know, I enjoy them here and there.
I like them. Yeah. I like them. I think they're usually also put on as like a consolation when like the sandwich can be pretty bad, but they're like, well, guess what? We're going to give you way too many fries. So you have to feel like this whole adventure is worth it. I think that's also right. a thing that annoys me where you're like, no, this is just more not good fries. This sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that exact sentence is written on a like strategy board in the McDonald's headquarters. Like,
yes.
The sandwich can suck, but we've nailed fries and exactly. give them way too many of them. And you are a Taco Bell fan enthusiast.
I am.
Right?
I'm a Stan. So, I'm a Stan.
You know, that tracks. That like that's the one thing that I think people complain about when it comes to Taco Bell. The one and only thing that they're allowed to complain about is yep. that they don't have fries.
Yeah, not the immediate Rhea. Not that. Don't complain about that. But yeah, did you guys try that chicken sandwich taco thing that they just made?
No. Tell me.
It was so good. It was so good.
Chicken sandwich taco?
It was just a piece of fried chicken in like a soft bread that, you know, was like scientifically made soft by
right.
the greatest minds in America.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right.
With some, yeah, with some orange mayo goop. And it was incredible.
Yeah.
It was
I thought you were talking about the Taco Bell creation that was like the bun was the chicken. Wasn't that a thing where they had
right.
like a taco shell
that too. As
made of chicken? That I couldn't bring myself to think about trying. But
there are also
the
like
other
those
one.
Chicken chips too that they cut into triangles, like flattened mm-hmm. out triangles.
Mm-hmm.
That was, yeah. That was, you know, I could have caught that.
Not
next
for me.
One.
Yeah. Yeah. Not for me.
I love how weird they go. I love how they always, I don't know. I feel like I eat and I'm like, yes, this was actually good. This was actually good.
What is what's something you think is underrated?
This is very weird too. The other day, last night I was like, there's a tunnel under the sea that connects England to France. And we don't give a shit. Like, we don't give a shit. I'm like, how did we build it? How did we get under the sea? Fucking Sebastian Ariel style. How? Like, what? Who built the tunnel? And when? And how did they keep the water from getting in? It just blows my mind. And no, yeah, that one. Tunnel.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows how they did that. It's just a mystery. One of the great mysteries.
It just happened.
I feel like a lot of people die when doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's part of the secret, is they just like send people down there and then they die and then they just kind of sweep that under the rug. Or at least they did with the New York subway system, I think.
Oh, like making it? They're like, oh, yeah. Just sweep that to the side. Have you any of you been through the tunnel?
No, I have not.
I have seen Mission Impossible.
I was going to say.
So basically.
That was the best ad for that motherfucker ever. Because really? I remember, I'm like, wait, what? It does what?
Yeah.
And then I remember like my mom who had been to Europe was like, yeah, it's full. Like, you don't know about this? And I'm like, I want to go to there now.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it's not like it's an underwater tube and you're like, oh, look at the whales and shit underneath here. It's a fucking tunnel. And I'm like, and then that's, I remember as a kid being like, well, then this shit is whack. Then how would you even know you're under the sea?
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's 75 meters, so it's 250 feet below the seabed. So it's so deep. It blows my damn mind. I don't know. And, how do we keep the water from getting in? Because whoever's doing that, wow, bravo. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Good shit, everyone.
Fantastic.
I think there's like a third tunnel in between the two that if they need to like pull off for whatever reason, you can pull into that. And it takes like an hour to slow it down because of how fast it's going.
Wow.
I think that's one of those train facts that I learned as a dad of a train kid.
I was going to say, really? At first, if you said as a kid, I mean, like, you mean as a father to a train lover?
Yeah, the tunnel and various acts of train engineering are things that I've rediscovered an appreciation for in the past couple of years. They're pretty fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
You are correct.
It is wild. Yeah, tunnel. Tunnel, man. Tunnel, man. And it only took them, what, fucking 10 tunnel, years man. Is what I'm looking at right now? 10 years?
Good God.
10-ish?
Yeah.
Wait, less?
I think that's right.
It started in 88? I don't know. 94, 88? Wow. Good job, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. All right, let's take a quick break and then we will talk about some supply chain issues.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And as we were talking about before we went to break, you know, there are some amazing feats that humans have pulled off that make it seem like, you know, we should be able to get whatever the fuck we want for Christmas. When buying things for people for Christmas, we should be able to get it like within a couple of days because we're spoiled and everything is on demand these days.
Give me now.
But it's looking like that may not be the case. And the conservative media is sort of already ramping up to make Joe Biden eat this one.
Mm-hmm. They have to. It's like the one thing that every congressperson has been tweeting, like, I remember when Trump was president, paper towels weren't $17 or stuff like, I remember when Trump was president, babies got their toys on Jesus's birthday. So this whole thing has been a very great barb for conservatives by just completely ignoring, you know, like that it's a global supply chain, not like the Biden factory is withholding toy parts from the orphans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a number of factors, right? There's inflation, there's labor shortages, there's shipping bottlenecks, and the fucking pandemic. So all those things together, yes, are causing problems in the supply chain. And right now, you've probably seen that the, like, you know, places like Amazon and Walmart, they're like, hey, man, it's Black Friday on October 12th. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? That's right. Because, you know, I think a lot of retailers look at their stocks and be like, I'm not sure what we're going to be able to restock. And plus, if people want things, we might as well incentivize them buying it now because things are going to be a little bit unpredictable over the next 2 months. Some forecasters, just to put it in your mind, what we're talking about, right? Some forecasters saying that out of stock messages like online or websites, when you're like, oh, fuck, I want to get this. They're saying are expected to be up 172% this holiday season compared to 2020 and up 360% on a 2-year basis. So
yeah, I was going to say 2020 wasn't great. Like 2020 had its issues.
Yeah, if I remember correctly. So,
but I think that was before other people started withholding their labor, too, and being like, "Hey, it's up to you to figure this out, not us." And then the other thing that they're saying is, it's the specifics that are going to get hit the hardest. They say apparel is going to have the highest out of stock levels, most likely, followed by sporting goods, baby products, then electronics. So there's no need to start plundering supermarkets for toilet paper yet. And but at the very
least, my toilet paper is electronic. That's
How I'm sorry. What do you mean? It's a, how does that work?
Oh, you don't. Yeah, that's a, it's the new shit. It's the newest Apple product.
Are you saying you have like a high powered Japanese Toto toilet?
No,
he
wipes his ass with a Kindle. So just that's one Kindle, just rinse it off. That's, I think it's important for people to know, like, if you are somebody who has something very specific in mind as a gift or whatever, that, yeah, this is kind of the environment that you're up against. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't see myself buying more clothes or sporting goods or baby products or electronics.
I mean, buying. I read this and I was like, I read this and I was like, good. Stop buying trash. Everyone quit it. Just quit it. It's so stupid. You don't need, especially clothes. You know how much clothes you have? I don't care who you are. You know how much clothes you have in your closet? Like, don't buy new crap. And if it's also connected to people demanding better wages and working conditions, great. Don't patronize these companies that are like not paying, forcing people to make Kellogg's Frosted Flakes for 17 hours at a time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I do just like to get people sporting goods for Christmas, you know, just a tennis racket here.
Oh, my God. Just a kettlebell there in my stocking.
Yeah, nice shuttlecock. Yeah. Sleeve of shuttlecocks. That's how it's done. Yeah. But I mean, if you do have some needy clothes horses out there, get your shopping done. It's like, gang.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about the man who this is all being laid at the feet of, who we are supposed to be energetically defending against, you know, these ruthless attacks from the right. Joe Biden, his agenda has been just repeatedly thwarted by Republican opposition. And, you know, he's supposed to have both the Senate and the House, but there's also two fuck faces in Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who are kind of fucking that up for everyone.
Yeah. We've looked on people going, well, what's going on with that agenda, man? Looks like not getting shit done because you're just letting, you know, the filibuster rock. And there's a lot of really pressing issues, you know, aside from climate change or the lack of the proper social safety net for vulnerable Americans. You know, another huge thing is voting rights. It's a huge, huge deal, especially when you look at what is happening across the states where the Republicans are turning their state houses into just veritable rat fuckery casinos for voting stuff. And, you know, they plan to suppress and invalidate votes. Like, that's what they're trying to set themselves up to be able to have that sort of legislative power. And, you know, that's why a lot of people are like, can you pass voter reform at the very least? You know, because that's something to protect. Mm-hmm. And by passing, you know, proper voting reform and enshrining these things into law, there's a chance that, you know, people's votes can actually count. And they don't have to tell people and activists, be like, hey, man, I know they're playing dirty, but just try and be just better than them and we can win. It's like we're going up against a stacked deck. So now it looks like Joe Biden is, you know, essentially saying that he's ready to fucking do away with the filibuster.
Mm-hmm. And if he does away with the filibuster, does he have the Manchin and Sinema support to do something about voting rights? Are they on board for that?
Yeah, I mean, on some level. I mean, you saw how Joe Manchin was like, do this other version. Like, I can get 10 Republican votes for it. That was the thing that the Republicans just uniformly just said no to last week. They're like, and everyone was like, I thought we watered this down because you said 10 Republicans would get here, Joe Manchin. Mm-hmm. No, because they're not interested in making anything more level by any stretch of the imagination. So I just want to play a clip because Joe Biden had a town hall with Anderson Cooper and said, here is kind of like what I'm thinking right now. You know, Republicans have been fucking up way too much.
Mm-hmm. But I also think we're going to have to move to the point where we fundamentally alter the filibuster.
Are you saying once you get this current agenda passed on spending and social programs that you would be open to fundamentally altering the filibuster
or
doing away with
it, Well, that remains to be seen. Exactly what that means in terms of fundamentally altering it, whether or not we just end the filibuster straight up.
Voting rights is equally as consequential.
When it comes to voting rights, just so I'm clear, though, you would entertain the notion of doing away with the filibuster on that one issue? Is that correct?
And maybe more.
Is Joe Pump faking?
Okay. Bringing reveals to politics.
I know.
that was a dramatic pause.
Yeah.
Anytime there's a dramatic pause with Joe Biden, I am concerned that he will just never get out of whatever, you know, pause is happening inside his brain.
He'll get trapped in a sentence for the rest of time.
Yeah, for the rest of time.
No! He couldn't find the punctuation.
He could not find the end of that sentence. He's been stuck there for 3 months now.
Yeah. Mr. President?
Medically speaking,
he's in a coma. And right. We don't know if he'll make his way out.
This is the thing is I'm curious, right? Like, what's he really doing? Like, I see that he's reaching for his waist, but is he going to actually pull out the strap and start clapping? Or is it really just like, hey, watch out, GOP, because I'll do the You better get in line because I'll pull this thing over and I'll keep this racist relic alive, baby. I will. I don't know. So that's where I'm like, he said things like this before, but this seemed a little bit different. Like, you saw he was pacing around the states. Mm-hmm. Like, he was like, I don't know, man. Yeah, maybe. Right. Maybe I'm going to have to fucking fundamentally alter their shit. I don't
now,
know.
Miles, if you were walking around the stage, that maybe, like, if any of us were walking around the stage, you might have the sort of... We might give off like a sort of, you know, I'm pissed here. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do to you. With him, it seemed more like you were watching a like Civil War ghost that was just kind of like wandering and didn't really know that it was there. But that I hope that that's at least what was planned in the stage directions. And like, that's what he was going for, because that would indicate that he's actually, you know, going to do the thing.
Right. It doesn't seem very convenient to be your own good cop and bad cop, right? That's not how the interrogations work, I think. Yeah, I think it's time. Because like, if he's angling for, is it already time to think about re-election? I don't think just yet. I think he can sneak in some bad, evil, liberal moves, you know, things that can, you know, help us get things done. And still have his cake and eat it too, which seems to be his thing.
It would be, it seems like if he does not, you know, actually suspend or fundamentally alter to the point of irrelevancy the filibuster, it's going to be like an administration that is notable for not getting a single fucking thing done.
Yeah.
In that respect, it's not good for re-election. Like, he has to already be thinking about re-election,
you know,
right?
What also blows my mind about the filibuster of it all is that these are the same people, the same people who are using this and not working and not doing their jobs in this filibustering bullshit are the same people who scream at America, do your job, get it done, right. You're lazy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have a tentpole of your work is not working because you don't want to do your work. You have a lot of nerve.
Yes.
Yeah. I just want to also play one clip too, since we're on Joe Biden and how he's screwing everything up for people in America. I do want to play this clip of Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa giving her whole take on how Biden is messing up Christmas for everyone.
Right.
Hell yeah.
So just check. This is a classic. It's also so bad because you know how, again, the Republicans love making up nicknames. They're like the demon rats and O'Biden, because that's like a portmanteau of Obama and Biden, which is like another thing they do. This time Joni Ernst has some new branding she wants to share with the class about how Biden is just screwing up Christmas.
And folks, this crisis isn't ending anytime soon. The upcoming holiday season is already being referred to as Biden's Blue Christmas.
Oh.
The White House is even warning there will be items people can't get for Christmas. So let's just hope for the sake of the kids who have been good all year that Biden's broken supply chain problems don't extend all the way to the North Pole.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And these are fucking people who are supposedly leading the country.
That,
you know, they don't. They are disingenuously acting obtuse, like acting obtuse, like they don't know how anything works, just to be like, to create this like Hallmark movie bad guy narrative. Like, because I hope with all the little children who have been so good this year, that they may be negatively affected by Biden's broken supply chain. Like, come on now.
To compare her performance to a high school theater production would be insulting to high schools, or you know, even middle schools. Like that was
that
her acting was not great. Her props were a graphic from 1997 internet.
Yeah. 93 clip art.
Yeah. Life under Biden. And then it was guaranteed late delivery guaranteed.
Truly.
Yeah.
Man, it would be worth the jail time to just stand up in that room and go, "You're an adult. You know what I mean? Like, we're not in a freeform holiday movie. You're an adult. Talk like an adult."
God, I wish I could heckle these people.
Yeah.
As a senator, be like, "Yo, it's straight. Yo, she capping up there. Stop capping." You're like, whoa, Senator Gray, please. I'm sorry. I would like to be recognized to inform the distinguished gentle lady from the state of Iowa to cease the capitry, please. But yeah. Also, her energy about like, and I just hope for all like this like fake dilemma she's setting up. It's like the same energy of a youth pastor telling you not to fuck before marriage. Where it's like, I'm not taking this shit seriously. You're like, because kids, Jesus would be very upset if you were to engage in sex before you are married. I'm like, that's and what you said is very scary. You're right. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna note that, but. It's popping off in the parking lot right after.
Yeah.
In the parking lot?
Yeah. Wow. You know what I mean?
How young Miles got down.
Party. It, I mean, you look, I don't, like, the only thing that I see that makes sense from people who are repressed themselves seems to be like, they're the ones doing the absolute craziest shit. It's always like, it's never like, you know, the gay guy does gay sex, great. Priest who said gay people don't exist, caught shoving a snake up his ass and also eating
child
crystal meth.
Farm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like, it seems to me the people who are supposed to be following the rules are the ones who really crack.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe they'll figure it out, or maybe they'll just keep on keeping on and creating, living in a state of constant emotional dysfunction and distress. I don't know. But aren't we all?
Yeah,
we did want to check in with Texas real quick.
Oh.
They had their first board meeting last week since one of their school district administrators told teachers to both sides of the Holocaust.
Oh, my God.
It was a meeting with teachers where she was telling them how to get rid of books that might be deemed offensive to their new guidance, a new law that was passed that basically said you can't have a book that doesn't present both sides. And the teacher didn't even bring up the Holocaust. She was like, how could we possibly present multiple perspectives on racism? And then unprompted, this administrator just brings up the Holocaust, says, make sure that if you have a book on the Holocaust, that you have one that has an opposing, that has other perspectives. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And a teacher said, how do you oppose the Holocaust? And she says, believe me, that's come up. So the district is basically coming out and being like, oh, you guys know that that's not what the law means. But well,
then why'd you say that?
Yeah, why'd you say that? Why one of your administrators who you paid to go and teach the law unprompted come up with the Holocaust?
They're like, well, she's a Holocaust denier and she got her own personal values mixed up in a school function that she shouldn't have. Like, you're like,
Yeah.
What is the opposing view? I don't get it. That it didn't.
I mean, there's, I guess, a couple of versions, right? That
right?
whether or not it was justified, whether or not it happened. I think those are, that's already like, huh?
Yeah.
Don't even start down that road.
It's so easy to disprove. I mean, people will continue to do it, but it's so easy to disprove that fucking crazy idea that it didn't happen.
Right, right.
Yeah. And the only difference between the statements where people are saying, come on, you know that we believe the Holocaust happened, and the ones where the woman's telling people to believe her, that it has been used in a conversation with her as an example, is that one happened behind closed doors and was referencing another meeting that happened behind closed doors in private. And the come on, guys statement is their public stance. But anyways, right. at the first school board meeting, since that all happened, parents were, you know, raising the problems that every human mind that's not being carried around in the body of a Nazi came up with. And a former student testified to his experience as a student in that school district, which include, he said, I received everything from jokes about my nose to gas chambers, all while studying for my bar mitzvah. The facts are that there are not two sides of the Holocaust. The Nazis systematically killed millions of people. There are not two sides of slavery. White Europeans enslaved Black Africans in this country until June 19th, 1865, a moment we're barely 150 years removed from. But the idea that this is, that it's like one racist school administrator, that's not the case. The reality is that this is America. That is the status quo, is that this person can't go to school in that district because they're Jewish. And, you know, they were contemplating suicide because of the anti-Semitism that they were facing there.
And, right. And I think that's like important to note when people just try and make things, you know, like what harm is, right? Because people be like, well, it's just, they're just joking around. Like, it's a joke. Right. Like, and I think a lot of, like, again, even with the Chappelle thing, right? It's just jokes, man. It's just not serious. Like, he doesn't mean that stuff or whatever defense has been deployed. It's the fact that when you're creating an environment where someone is feeling othered, that can feel violent. And that's exactly how people begin to question their own self-worth as a person. If they're being treated as someone in the out group or whatever, or that it's okay to make fun of someone, you know, appearance and things like that. And I'm sure that these teachers would be like, well, I'm sure that was an isolated incident.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, like kids are evil, you know, and that's not like intentionally, but we don't have the kinds of capabilities or capacity for like empathy that you do old like later in life. So yeah, you're gonna say wild shit and not realize that it could fucking truly harm a person for years. And you just think like, that's like the homie and blah 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 blah. And I think that's, you know, I think a lesson that many people are still like learning in how communication works.
Yeah.
And how and vile ideas can be.
I can't state this enough. The person who said this, Petty, whatever, what's their name? Yeah. I guarantee they don't actually mean that they want someone to be educated on both sides of a thing. Because I guarantee if you were like, okay, great, let's continue to educate people on both sides of a thing, Christianity and atheism, I guarantee.
Right. She's not going to be about that.
They would.
Hey, yeah.
This lady.
Bring in the book of Satan.
Do you know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, so you're not, you're just say I'm a full of shit, anti-Semitic witch. I'm a horrible person. Just say instead of I want people to be educated on both sides, because you don't. You don't want that.
No, of course. It's to normalize a very discriminatory worldview. That's all it is, to legitimize it by teaching. Yeah.
I would be shocked if she was cool enough to be a witch, however. that does seem
I know, right? She was like, no, don't get me fucked up. She's like, I was putting hexes on Kavanaugh. You know, I was part of that group of witches. We were hexing the fuck out of the Supreme Court. but yeah.
I just think that the media, like, and people who pay attention to the mainstream media, and me, like, before I really started paying attention to kind of alternate perspectives on the media, like, tend to assume that America is the reasonable public statements made by trained public-facing bureaucrats. And it's actually not that. It's the open racism and anti-Semitism they're using behind closed doors that erupts in violence and murder when they become cops or militia members or mass shooters at a synagogue. Like that, that is what, where the actual consequences are actually happening. And it's not the fucking statements just because they have a PR degree and they get to get in front of the cameras and say the thing. That doesn't make it what America is actually about.
Because damn, man, if Christian kids heard about Satanism, they would be, they would switch it up real quick. They're like, oh, Jesus telling you to abstain? No, homie, I'm telling you to indulge over here. I'm trying to indulge? Come over here with Satan, baby.
Well, that's the fear. That's why Christian parents are always like, every couple decades, they're like having a satanic panic where because they know their product is not on par.
Their product is the off switch. Yo, none of that.
Right.
None of that. It's like, what do you all whittles down to? And you tell kids, hey, how about all of this for all of y'all? Kids be like, ah!
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want to. But that's methods of control and things like that. So,
yeah.
Just be honest with your kids, you know, just be honest with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually parent them. That could be cool.
Yeah. And don't rely on, you know, spooky ghost stories to try and get them from not fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, let's talk about sex. Let's talk about the ramifications. Let's talk about what it could do to your life.
Yeah. And then just play them the Salt and Pepper song.
Respect them and their minds. Or you know what instead?
No.
No. Yeah. No.
Look at this book. Turn to this page. Read that. Ah, see, you don't want that now, do you?
Look at this
freak. Turn to salt.
He enjoys sex and his body. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
Isn't that evil? Like, I guess so.
Okay. Seems some the wires are getting crossed here.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And there's this mystery that's been making the rounds on shows like Last Podcast on the Left, which I really like. Some true crime fans have been talking about this because it was very creepy. A young, healthy family was found dead on a hiking trail, appearing to have all just, like, you know, the father was sitting down with his daughter. Their dog was, like, dead next to them. The mother was just, like, you know, 10 feet up the trail, and they, you know, people were very concerned, scared, didn't know what happened. They closed down a entire section of this park because they thought it might be this poisonous algae bloom that was going through the river and that they might have taken a drink from that. And it turns out it was heat exhaustion and hyperthermia, which is something that we talked about a couple weeks back. As
hyperthermia,
yeah. Not hypo.
Yeah.
This is already the most common, the deadliest form of, like, natural disaster in America is heat death or hyperthermia.
Wow.
It's more than, you know, floods, freezing, wildfires, like all the ones that we see in movies. It's this one that we almost never see in movies.
Hyper
uppercut?
Like,
I can't.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't, that movie death that, like, allows us to picture what this is in our mind. And so when something like this happens, we just, like, can't, we don't have the imaginative vocabulary to, like, make sense of it. And so everybody just treats it as if, like, you know, it's aliens or, you know, they were talking about poisonous gas coming out of a nearby cave. And it was a heat death, which is already, you know, one of the deadliest things in the country and only getting more so. And the reason that the police were baffled is because this isn't common or hasn't been to this point in history, mm-hmm. To have, like, multiple people at the same time, at the same moment, basically die from the same, yeah, you know, heat death. But
right,
that's because things are just getting worse, you know, because of climate change.
Yeah. And I think just not knowing, I think also as people, we're not used to realizing what we could be putting our bodies through too. Like,
yeah,
I remember in the summer, like, I took a couple hikes and I carried way less water than I should have. Like, yes. way, mm-hmm. I just did not hydrate properly. I wasn't even thinking about it. And part of me was like, man, it's fucking hot. Like, I'm in the direct sunlight. It's above, like, 80, it's like 90 degrees. Like, this can't be, like, the best thing, like, to be, like, physically exerting myself in direct heat with no water. And, like, I had to be like, yo, I had to, like, turn back and, like, you know, I need to have water. Mm. And I think it's a thing that we don't consider that we could succumb to as well, because I see it all the time. Like, you see, because these people were, like, on a trail that used to be shaded, right? But the forest fires basically completely,
yeah, just, so it's like compounding factors from climate change that are contributing to making the world more dangerous. But yeah, no shade, and that's what got them.
And yeah, and you think, like, oh, well, fuck it, I can be in the sun for a little bit, but there's just a lot to consider. And I think it takes, like, moments, at least for me, to act really stupidly, mm-hmm. to be like, you can't go on a multi-mile hike in direct sunlight in the summer, mm-hmm. and, like, not do the minimum to take care of yourself. So I can imagine, yeah, if you're not thinking, like, you're not experienced enough, you think, like, you can make it through this, like, intense hike or whatever in very, very hot conditions. Like, oof, be bad.
Yeah.
That very famous editor who edited some Tarantino films. She just passed right away in Griffith Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just on a hot day. Oh, she just passed right away. And it was just like, Jesus Christ. She was like healthy and you know, living her life and just passed right away on a too hot day.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's becoming more and more common.
Bronson Canyon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, we gotta stop hiking.
We gotta stop hiking or maybe stop fucking polluting the world.
That'd be nice.
Knowing the conditions, you know, like if you see that shit and it looks like you're going to be in direct sunlight in 90 plus degree weather, not many people are built for that like that.
Yeah.
Like as much as you might think you are. And there are plenty of people do work in those conditions, but it's very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And as temperatures only go up, like you're going to. Thinking like, oh, it's only 95 today. That's not normal, you know, mm-hmm. like, so don't consider that, you know, I don't know. The second it feels too hot, like you got to know, like,
totally. Yeah,
that shit can kill you.
Left.
That's I've been definitely reckless in the past. And I'm going like stories like this are making me realize like anytime I'm going out there.
Yeah. You take hikes with a wheelbarrow full of water like in front of you. You're like, no, here we go. Like,
yeah.
Like it's that sweat. 70 pounds.
I lose all the moisture in my body within like a mile of walking, whether it's a hike or not. Same. Just because through my armpits, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I'm such a sweaty guy. What if took this solemn, respectful tone and just turned this into a Peloton ad? I guess that's why everyone should consider the low financing rates available for Peloton.
I mean, you really can't put a price on the life of your child, but for $39 a month with approved financing, you could own your Peloton bike in a matter of years.
Don't like biking? They offer the tread now, and let me tell you, it doesn't kill kids anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Anymore. Sort it out.
All right. Let's talk about haunted dolls real quick on this national. What is it? National Chucky the Notorious Killer Doll.
Love Chucky.
Needs workshop it. International Day creators workshop the Chucky Day. But so. Why buy a toy when you can buy a toy with a dead person's disembodied consciousness stuck inside?
Mm-hmm.
So you can get there is a thriving haunted doll market on eBay and Etsy. The prices range from around $150 at the low end to $1,000. And listings usually include a lengthy and detailed backstory about the doll and the spirit it houses and... You've probably seen, like, I've even had these videos shared with me that I didn't even know what I was, like, supposed to be watching, but it's like, this doll is behaving in weird ways, or this, like, Halloween decoration. I think there's one with a skeleton Halloween decoration that just, like, really, like, starts freaking out.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's, I don't know, like, I, as somebody who has a bunch of toys in my house that are, you know, some of them used, like, they will start making creepy ass noises. If they are like noise making toys, they will, their death rattles are creepy as fuck. They're just like melting down and like saying, like sputtering out like little chunks of words and stuff.
This is sick.
Yeah. But anyways, people are using that as a way to profit. So a writer, JM, looked on eBay, immediately found one going for $750 in Australia. The seller even included evidence, a video of the doll's possession.
Should we watch it?
Yeah. I mean, it's very long and uneventful, as all these videos are.
Well, here, let's watch it. Let's at least hear a segment of it.
Okay, okay.
So people can understand what the experience is like shopping for a haunted doll. So this is, okay, here we go. Here's the video of the haunted doll. It's just a doll in a dresser. They're zooming in, vertical video.
This was just clicking in my daughter's room. She wasn't even near it. I mean, she doesn't even use it anymore.
Okay, I've already had enough. Said, this doll was like, okay, great sales pitch. This doll was clicking. But how do you get from there to saying it has someone's soul in it?
Well, so it's interesting. So I did watch most of that video, and it's interesting because apparently the spirit that is encased in this doll is hard of hearing because they have to ask it to do a thing five times and wait a long time before it does the thing that they're asking for it. Oh. And the thing that it does is like sputter out half of whatever, you know, the voice box inside the doll was supposed to say. And they're like, but they just ask it genuine questions. They're like, what is your name? Can you say your name? Say your name. Can you say your name? Who are you? Say your name. And then it'll make a noise and they're like, whoa.
That's like talking to like a frying pan with some shit in it, like sizzling. And you're like, pop, if you're as a spirit in there, pop now. Pop. Oh, my God. Did you see? Exactly. This pan of onions is possessed. I'm going to sell it on eBay for $700.
There's another one that Jam found for the low price of $120 that is possessed by a fucking demon, you guys.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, you can tell it's possessed by a demon because they do offer the warning, please keep away from children and pets.
Please keep away. This shit demonic. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a genius. I love everything about this business.
I know. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
What? So what's the market for this exactly? Like, why is someone looking at an old shitty doll and be like, oh, that shit got demons in it, I'm gonna pay a lot more than it's worth?
So there's the consumer base that I'm fine with being targeted, which is amateur ghost hunters.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
But then there's the really sad one, which is people hoping to use it to contact dead loved ones.
Oh no.
And your dead loved one is going to start talking to you in like snippets.
Don't
from a Teddy
use a
Ruxpin.
Cursed doll to right, contact yeah. your past husband. I guarantee right. he doesn't want. He doesn't like. Who the fuck is this? Why did you bring Annabelle?
I miss David so much. Please, haunted doll. Please connect to him. I just want to speak to him.
Yeah,
me Coco.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. Oh, this Furby is a conduit to the nether life. The afterlife. Yeah. Wait, the fuck is that?
Yeah, but Mono, you mentioned Annabelle, and this industry has apparently really shot up after the Annabelle movies started coming out.
Yeah.
And you can buy loads of haunted objects, not just dolls, coins, pebbles, bits of wood.
Oh my God.
In one case, a haunted weight loss bag that allows you to burn calories faster.
Yo!
Wait, what are you saying?
Weight loss bag?
What are you
saying?
Yeah,
bro.
Haunted?
I mean, what's a weight loss bag?
Haunted weight loss bag.
I don't... How you... Hold on. I have to see this
I'm blown
piece.
Away.
What is a haunted... I'm clicking it now.
It will help burn
super
calories
powerful,
faster.
Okay.
Summoning the angel of fitness.
Right.
Yeah. Summon the angel of fitness with this haunted bag and watch the pounds just melt away for the low, low price of $6,000.
Again, I mean, I feel like they need to adopt this for the Peloton.
But like, they're saying people are selling, you said coins, pebbles, bits of wood. This sounds like me just taking a random scoop from underneath one of my car floor mats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be like, yo, this shit haunted, man.
Yeah.
So is there like a, like, you know, like StockX? Like, can they verify the shit is haunted?
So eBay is the closest that you come, but they, like, it's kind of a catch-22 because they explicitly ban the selling of souls or a container that claims to have someone's soul in it. So they have to, the sellers have to be like, this is for entertainment purposes only, but I think you guys know what's really going on here.
Oh, got it. So couldn't you just be like, yo, I know this shit is bullshit because eBay's terms of service wouldn't even allow you to sell something that legit had a soul in it. So miss me with this. Go to Soul Bay.
I mean, look, but the people who are purchasing this, they're, you know, they're not people who are big fans of research. They're not people.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Check out the COVID cards that they're selling. You wear it around your neck, it will block COVID.
It's funny, though. They do claim that they use rigorous scientific methods, including scanning the dolls for electromagnetic energy, which I'm assuming they're doing with like a toy spectrometer from the Ghostbusters toy set from the 80s, storing the dolls in a sound box to listen for any words or phrases, and sleeping next to the dolls to see if they have any weird dreams.
Oh my God. This is what if they...
God. It sounds a little less scientific.
That super scientific.
I wish I had less of a soul because, like, I would go all in on, like, I feel like I could rise to the top of this world. I'll be so confident telling people shit. I'm like, let me just tell you something about this fucking old chopstick I got from Sugarfish Takeout. Okay. I put this shit near my pillow and I communicated with my Japanese grandmother who passed away in 2012. Okay. So, let's see. I'm going to sell this to you for what? $60 right now. Verified. Like, this just seems like if you're really confident, you could start making real money.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you do, if you do plan to go into this business, dolls are always a great option because they have the uncanny valley. Like, they just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, inherently break our brain because there's like, you can tell that it's trying to look like a human, but our brain also can tell it's not a living thing and that fucks us up. So, like, just sell people dolls.
I love it. I think this is such a good business idea because I've never... because you can just go in any given thrift store, find the worst, most gnarled, nasty girl doll, and you're gonna turn a profit. I guarantee it. This is genius.
Yeah.
I'm here for the entrepreneurial spirit.
Like piss.
Yeah.
See, that is the piss of the dead person,
of the Bratz doll that has been taken over by Robert Durst.
Yeah.
I love that. This Bratz doll contains the soul of Robert Durst. I bet you can sell that.
And you just pull a string and it says, I killed them all. Of course I did it.
Like, he's on an event, right? For COVID?
Oh, is he?
Yeah. And then he got charged for another murder today.
Yeah, his first
not
murder.
Susan Berman, another one?
Yeah.
Yeah, his original.
The one in New York.
The first one in the documentary.
In Lewisboro.
Wow.
That's the one that Jeanine Pirro was the one prosecuting, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Anyway. Anyway, pretty soon, all I'm saying is when he dies, y'all hit me up. I have the fucking Bratz doll that Robert Durst's soul is inside of, okay?
Aww.
I got it for you on the low.
Mono, it has been such a pleasure having you. Where can people find you and follow you?
Dude, just find me at my name, Mono Agapian. Good luck spelling it. You'll figure it out. And, listen to my podcast. That's it. Reach out. Yeah, get stupid. If you love sitcoms, check out Pretty Smart on Netflix. You can see a sitcom with the tee hee hees and the ha ha ha's that I wrote on.
There it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
And who is your boyfriend for all the fans out there?
Oh, yes, I do have a boyfriend. he's a real treat.
Oh, you do?
Do have a boyfriend. Real treat. Unfortunately, you can find him at Instagram at catsrule22. That's cats awesome. With a Z. Rule 22. Yeah, he's a cool guy. Sorry, his name's Gene. Taken. We both have ridiculous names, and sometimes, like a creepy dead Victorian couple, we'll hold hands while we sleep. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
That is adorable. And is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
Oh, let's see, the Twitter, the social piece of social media. What am I enjoying? You know what I'm enjoying right now? Purposefully incorrect videos. You know how there's like, there's now it's like a new thing where it's like I literally saw someone like burn butter in a pan, but like the caption was potatoes. And now that's like the new thing is like, just do something that is infuriating, right? Like, put a bar of chocolate and popcorn in a pan and say it makes a cake. Just make something that's wrong on that's purpose because the engagement's better. Isn't that insane? Yeah.
I saw someone just like on TikTok, just like burn a block of cheese into a pan.
Yeah, they do
and
that
then they
now.
Like put it in the oven for 10 minutes and then they pulled out a wedding cake.
Yeah.
and I'm like, this is...
Yeah, right? Right?
So no, just along that where it's like just absurdist cooking show.
It's funny too, like you're saying, because then that person thinks they're a hero too for being like, I don't believe it. It's like, oh wow, you're a real sleuth.
Wow.
Yep, that is interesting.
Would you mind commenting on my Bratz doll post?
Miles, where can people find you? What's the tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Also, the other show, 420 Day Fiancé with Sophia Alexandra, where we just get high talking 90 Day, you know, just talking that real shit. Some tweets that I like. Man, I got a couple good ones. A nice burrito tweeted, "We all have that one homie, Matt." Tweet. Another one from at OG Mello _ stabbing your cereal 3 times before the first bite really does activate the flavor. So I think a lot of you just got to get a few dips in there. Uh-huh. And then finally, Death Cab for Judy at Please Unperceive Me tweeted, job applications be like, not that it matters or anything, but you're not disabled, are you?
Wow.
This is truly like the weird, like the way it's on there. You're like, why is this here? And if it doesn't matter, why is this here?
All right. At Heather Ann Campbell tweeted the Batman, but his parents are still alive and are like, son, stop it. Which I think is just a good idea for the next Batman. And then Diego at Diego X Rubix tweeted, used to sneak out of my house to go to parties. Now I sneak out of parties to go to my house.
Hey.
And that is my life story. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you should go check out. Miles, what song do we think people should go check out?
Just some good old drum and bass to go on the weekend. Again, I'm the drum and bass bike god. Oh, the week. My bad. Yeah. See, yes. This is what happens when you're just time traveling like I do, you know? I'm outing myself as a time traveler. But this is called Pressure by the group Triathlon, or probably just a producer named Triathlon. But it's just like fun, upbeat drum and bass. And again, like I said, maybe you're into it, maybe you're not. But when I ride my bike, this is what I like to blast through my earpieces. So check this one out, Pressure Triathlon.
You should be like a Peloton instructor, giving people music to pump their thighs.
Yeah, smoking weed too. And then like dry heaving because I'm so out of shape. like, come on, man, we just got this hill. Hold on. Y'all go up the hill. I'm gonna go to this bodega and get a swishy sweet real quick.
I love that. I really would relate to that. I'm so sick of them living their best lives so casually. I
because even when they're like, "Hey, I'm sweating too," I'm like, "No, you're not." And I've only seen like one Peloton type thing. Like I've not used one, but I've seen the video because I'm always interested because people are like, "I love the instructors." And I get it, like they are like that, but when they say they're saying like, "Y'all not struggling," yeah, like I want someone who actually makes you feel better because they're like, "Damn, at least I'm not this bad."
Right.
I love that.
All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us on this Monday morning, but we're back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.